Today's daf is Becharos daf Yud Zayin. We are holding on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah had said yesterday about if you're Makabel Tzon Barzal Menov Chavim, a guy gives you animals to work with, and the deal is that you're going to split the profits that these animals produce, their offspring, etc., but the guy is guaranteed to get back his initial investment. So he said the Vlados of such animals are Pater from Bechorah, because the Gemara explains that we learned yesterday, since if you don't give the guy his money back, he's going to take the Vlados, meaning if the Behemos aren't available for him to take it back, he's going to take the vlados of the behemos. So those vlados are pater, but the next generation, the vlade vlados, are chayiv. Now Rashi explained, I didn't emphasize this yesterday, I don't think I understood it yesterday, Rashi explained that vlade vlados chayavin is that vlade vlados shal tzon barzal hamagios l'chelko shal yisrael kishiyu lahen vlados becharos l'kohen. Meaning that vlade vlados chayavin doesn't mean second generation, it means third generation. It means that the fourth generation. You have the Tzon Barzel, their Vlados, who then have Vlade Vlados. So the children of those Vlade Vlados are Chayavin. So it's really the fourth generation that's Chayiv. But then the Mishnah had said that if you work out a situation where you're Hamid Vladosein Tachzim Yosein, where the deal explicitly says that the Vlados should be in place of the Imoseim, of the original Tzon Barzel, so then you have to go down a further generation, right? Then Vladi Vlados, through Vladi Vlados Chayav, and Rishulim Liel says, nah, you're Pata forever, Afilu Ad Asara Doros, and Asara doesn't only mean Asari, even for more generations, because it's always Yad Goy Be'em, so you could always go down a further generation and take those animals as his payment. So now, says Gemara, we're at the two dots. Hemed Vlados Sein Tachzim Hosein Vlade Vlados Peturim Amar Rav Huna Vlados Peturim Vlade Vlados Sein Chayavin, that the Vlados are Pater, but the Vlade Vlados are going to be Chayiv. Rav Yehuda Amar Vlade Vlados Nami Peturim Vlade Vlados Chayavin. And Rav Yehuda gives an extra generation, the way he understands the Mishnah. Again, the Rabbi Yehuda gives this additional generation that the Vlade Vlados are also Pater. It's only the Vlade Vlados that are going to be Chayiv. So tonight, let's try to figure out who's right. Who in this Machlokas Amoraim is correct? Tonight, Hamid Vlados Tachzim Osehen. So the Mishnah had said, if you are Ma'amid the Vlados in place of the mothers, so Vlade Vlados Pturin. So then the Vlade Vlados are going to be Pater. Time of the Hamid, hello Hamid Lo. Sounds like it's only when you're Ma'amid the Vlados in place of the mothers that we're going to say the Vlade Vlados are Pater. So that, but if you're not Hamid, if you don't work out any special arrangement, it's just a typical Tzon Barzel arrangement, sounds like the Vlade Vlados are already going to be Chayiv. Tiyufta Rabbi Yehuda, that's a Tiyufta Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda held that the Vladi Vladis are always part, there's only Vladi Vladis that are going to be Chayiv. So answers Gemara, no. Amr Lecha Rabbi Yehuda, who adin afal gavdalo Hamid. Don't make any diuk. It says Hamid, then the Vladi Vladis are Pater. Rabbi Yehuda would say, even if you're not Mamid, the Vladi Vladis are going to be Pater. Vahaka Mashmalan, afilu Hamid Nami, de Orchid de Ovid Chachavim, le Mitfas Bina. Even if you're Mamid, the Vlados, B'makom Iman, where it's normal for the Ovid Chachavim to take the child in place of the mother, Vavi Kamida Lo Hamid, it's still going to be considered as Havi Kamida Lo Hamid. We're still going to consider it like you weren't Mamid, meaning all the Mishnah is telling us that being Mamid the Ben, Tachas the Aim, does nothing. That's what Rabbi Yehuda's that's the way Rabbi Yehuda understands the Mishnah. Vlade Vlados Peturin, Vlade Vlados Chayavin. In that situation, the Vlade Vlados are still going to be Pater, and that doesn't change, even though you're Mamid, and the Vlade Vlade Vlados are still going to be Chayiv. So now let's try to bring another raya. Tanan. It says Vayter in our Mishnah that Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar Afilu Ad Asara Doros Peturin Shachar Yisrael Ovid Chachavim. That even if you go down 10 generations, it's going to be Pater, because there's still Achrayus of an Ovid Chachavim in there. So Bishlam Rav Yehuda, meaning there's still some responsibility to pay the Ovid Chachavim from however many generations, if that's the first available generation for him to receive his payment from. So there's always Yad Ovid Chachavim Be'emsa. So says Mar Bishlam Rav Yehuda Damer Nach. Halachas Tanakama Ladari, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Tanakama already adds generations to the list before he creates a Chiyuv. So now I understand why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had to pick such an extreme example of 10 generations. Why didn't he just say 3 generations? That even the next generation you're going to be Chayiv, even the third generation you're going to be Pater rather. Why does he have to say 10 generations? So I understand very well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Tanakama already went down a couple of generations. So in order for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to make his point, he has to not just go an additional generation, because if he just would have gone one additional generation beyond the Tanakama, then everyone would have understood that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel means only that generation, but not beyond that generation. So, Haynu Damar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Afilu Ad Asar Doros Paturin. So that makes sense. Why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says even until 10 generations Patur. El Rav Huna Damar Lo Nachas Tanakama Ladari May Afilu Ad Asar Doros. But according to Rav Huna, that we never really went down the extra generation in the sheet of the Tanakama. So why does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel have to say Afilu Ad Asar Doros? Just say that the Vlad Vlad Vlados or Pater, and that's it. And then we would already know that he's going however many generations, because he's already jumping 2 generations past the Tanakama. So you could turn around. It's all right. It's okay. Yeah. So we already know that he's going generations past the Tanakama. So says the Gemara, Amar Lecha Rav Huna, Rav Shimon Gamliel Ahemit Kai Denachas Ladari. No, Rav Huna understands Rav Shimon Gamliel is dafka going on the case of Hamid, where you're Hamid the Vladosei and Tachas Imosei. That's the case Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking about, where the Tanakami himself added a generation. So everyone agrees that in the case of Hamid, an extra generation is added. So that's why Rav Shimon Gamliel needs to emphasize Adasara Doros, because had he not emphasized Adasara Doros, we would have thought he's only adding one more generation, and that he's not going all the way down the line of all the future generations. Fine, Tashma, let's bring another Raya. HaMekabel Tzon Barzel Mina Ovid Kochavim Vlados Pturin Vlade Vlados Lov. Persons Mekabel Tzon Barzel from an Ovid Kochavim, the Vlados are Pater, the Vlade Vlados are not Pater. Tiyufta de Rabbi Yehuda. Well, Rabbi Yehuda said Beferish, not that way. Rabbi Yehuda said the Vlade Vlados are Pater, the Vlade Vlade Vlados are Chayiv. So this is directly against Rabbi Yehuda. And so Gemara Amlecha Rabbi Yehuda Ema, so you have to change the words. Hain uvladosehen. That it shouldn't say vlade vlados. It should say that hain uvladosehen are pater. Ikeda amri hain uvladosehen paturin tiyufta drafuna. Others say that hain uvladosehen are pater. That's the text that we have, and therefore it's a tiyufta on rafuna, because it sounds like we're adding an extra generation. The vlados hain uvladosehen are all pater, so that would add an extra generation. That would be against rafuna. Some lecha rafuna. Rafuna would answer ema hain uvlados. He would go back to the original text. So whichever text you have in the Mishnah, whichever shita you hold between this Machlok Samaram, Rav Yehuda would determine what text you have of the Mishnah and you think is the most authoritative text of the Mishnah. Okay, now we move on to the last line of the Mishnah, which really had nothing to do with the rest of the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah, if you remember, was about a Nidmeh. It was about a Rachel ben Eiz, or a Rachel Sheyaldim in Eiz, Ve'eiz Sheyaldim in Rachel. So the Mishnah said it's pater from Bechorah unless it has miktsas simanim, unless it looks a little bit like the parent. So says the Gemara, Asa Raboshia min Ardav, Aisim Asim Sabiyadeh, Raboshia came teaching this Tanakh teaching, Rachel Bas Eiz, Braisa Rachel Bas Eiz, Ve'ez Bas Rachel. If you have a Rachel Bas Eiz or an Eiz Bas Rachel, Rameir Mechayev Chum Potrin. It's a Machlok, Rameir and the Chacham, whether you're Chayev or Pater. The only thing about this Braisa is, it doesn't say what halacha it's talking about. Right, we're in Maseches Becharos, so our natural inclinations to assume it's about Becharos. Our Mishnah, when it spoke about it, said Beferish, that Petura Mina Bechora, if this were about Becharos, then it would be very simple that the Mishnah is going like the Sheet of the Chachamim. But it doesn't say in this Braisa whether this Machlok Shemir and the Chachamim is about Becharos or not. So it just says that there's some sort of machlokas about a nidmeh. So Amalei Rav Hoshi El Rabba Ki Ayalas Lakamei De Rav Huna. So he says, please, when you go to Rav Huna, Boi Minei Rameir Mechayev L'mai. Find out what we're talking about. Rameir is Mechayev for what halacha in the case of nidmeh? So if you want to say that he's arguing on our Mishnah, and he's saying that by a nidmeh you're going to be chayiv and b'chora, could that be? V'lesle the Reb Meir ach b'chor shor ad shehu shor b'chor shor. What, does Reb Meir not hold of the drasha of ach b'chor shor, where we darshan that hu shor b'chor shor, that you need the mother and child to be the same? Ela the reish tageiz. Maybe we're not talking about b'choros over here. Maybe the machlok shor, maybe the chamim is about whether nidme is chayiv in reish tageiz. I was just by the tcheles place on Sunday, and they keep five sheep on premises so that they could be chayiv in reish tageiz when they do the shearings. It's a mitzvah that's actually done. People do reish tageiz. So ela the reish tageiz. So the issue is about reish tageiz. V'lesle had the tana de bei Rabbi Shmuel kavasim shatzmar. So the Gemara says that what? Then it would turn out that he would not hold of Tanan de Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that if it has a harder wool, which a nidme will have, that it's going to be pata from Resh Sagez. Meaning Rameir, who says you're chayiv in the case of nidme, must not hold like Tanan de Rabbi Shmuel if he holds you're chayiv in Resh Sagez. Because Tanan de Rabbi Shmuel says that whenever it has a harder wool, it's going to be potter from Reish Sageh. So anyway, this was the Shaila post Rav Huna. We're not sure. What was this machlokas about? It doesn't seem like it's about Bechora, and it doesn't seem like it's about Reish Sageh. So says the Gemara, four possibilities. Number one, Amar Lei Nechzi Anan, Hacham Mayaskinan, Baruchel Sheyolda Min Eiz, Va'aviv Tayish, U'b'choshel Nezera Avlin Yosef Espinoka Miflagi. Now the issue is, you have a Rachel that gave birth to an Eiz, but the father was a Tayish. So the question is, when it comes to the issue of Osel Vespino, are we choshesh for Zera Ha'av? Rameir Sarva choshen l'Zera Av. Rameir holds we are choshesh l'Zera Av, meaning if you shecht the Av and the son on the same day. So Rameir is mechayiv if you shecht the Av and the Bas, since it's doma to each other, since they're similar to each other. So Rameir says we're choshesh l'Zera Av, and it's therefore going to be a problem of Osel Vespino. For Rabbanon Savri ain't choshen l'Zera Av, and the Rabbanon hold we're not choshesh l'Zera Ha'av, and therefore it's not going to be a problem if by the nidme. So says the Gemara, Ihachi lifugu b'choshen l'Zera Av b'alma b'pluk the Chanani v'Rabbanon. So then, just have the machlokas in a regular case of Osel Vespino in the machlokas Chanani and the Rabbanon. Why would you bring in this whole situation over here? Just have the simple, straightforward machlokas that we had that we have in Parak Osel Vespino, where Chanani is mechayev and the Chamim are poter in terms of Zera Av. So it says the Gemara, no, another possibility, second possibility. Eloli Olam Lubachora. Really, we're talking about, by the way, in terms of these dinim of Rachel. Actually, that's another. Let's go back to Eliolam Lebechora. V'achamayaskinan. No, we're going back to Bechoros dinim. And the Machlokas Rameir and the Chum is really about whether it's Chayiv in Bechora or not. We said, what about Ach Bechor Shor, Achei Hushor, Bechor Shor? What, does Rameir not hold that the mother and child have to be the same thing? Have to be the same animal? Now, V'achamayaskinan, it's where it's not so clear what the animals are. Berachel Bas Rachel Bas Eiz. You have to go a little bit further up in the lineage. That it's a Rachel Bas Rachel. So it is just like its mother. But its mother was different than the grandmother, so that it was already off course. So Marsa Vizil Basar Ime Vailav Nidmahu. So one would say, look at its mother, and that's it, and therefore it's going to be chayiv in Bechora because it's not a nidma. That's the sheet of Rameir. Rameir would say that it's just like its mother. Melitz chayiv. Umarsa Vizil Basar Ime Di Ime Vahay Nidmahu. And the Chum say, no, you got to look further up in the lineage. You have to look at the Ime Di Ime, and it turns out that it's a nidme. V'ibayisema, or maybe we're talking about Birachel Bas Eiz Bas Rachel. The reverse case, where it's a Rachel whose mother was an Eiz, but the grandmother was a Rachel. So do you just assume that nature has fixed itself and it's back to its normal course and this is a normal animal, it's therefore going to be Chayiv in Bechora? Or do you say, no, it's not like its mother, so it's not Chayiv in Bechora? So Marasav Rechazra Siyoyo Slumakoman, Umarasav Lochazra Siyoyo Slumakoman. So that's the Machlokas from Meir and the Chamim, whether you're Chayiv or not. It happens to be the Rambam doesn't mention any of these halachos. What do you do about Bechora when it's Rachel Bas Rachel Bas Eiz or Rachel Bas Eiz Bas Rachel? So the Beis Yosef In Yerudei Asim and Shin Tezvav, the Beis Yosef writes that the Rambam assumed that Rav Ashi explains the Machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim in some other way, where everyone would agree that Rachel Bas Eiz or Rachel Bas Eiz Bas Rachel are definitely not considered a Nidmeh, that in both of these cases they're definitely going to be Chayiv in Bechora. Against the Ramban and the Rush over here who disagree with that, the Chazanish says that no, it's Lehepich, that the Rambam assumes the other way. The Rambam must be assuming that they're Vaday Potter from Bechora, that it's Vaday considered a Nidmeh in either of these cases. But one way or the other, the Rambam is assuming something. By not quoting this halacha, he's assuming something. So says Rav Ashi, what is Rav Ashi's understanding of the Machlokas? The fourth possibility that the Beis Yosef thinks is what the Rambam Paskin's like. Rav Ashi Amar Kagon, Sheyesh Bo Miktsas Simanim. We're dealing with a case where it has Miktsas Simanim, where the animal has looks a little bit like its mother. Man Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon, Damar Ashi Rosh Ovarubo, Domil Imo. So Rav Meir is not the challenge. Rav Meir is exactly like our Mishnah, because the Mishnah said if it has Miktsas Simanim, it's not a Nidmeh, it's going to be Chayiv. Question is, where are these Chachamim that pater? Oh, well, that's easy. That's Rabbi Shimon who says that Ashi Rosh Ovarubo, Domil Imo, that it's not enough to have Miktsas Simanim, that you need Rosh Ovarubo to be similar to the mother. So that's, that way everyone has a leg to stand on, everyone has a basis for their Shita. If we weren't talking about where there are Miktsas Simanim, we were talking about that it was totally different, so then the Shita of Rav Meir would be exceedingly difficult, because he would have to be in denial of the drush of Ach B'chor Shar, Ache Hushar B'chor Shar. Once we say that it's talking about Miktsas Simanim, now we have a viable explanation of both the Shita of the Chachamim as well as the Shita of Rabbi Meir. So, okay, weiter in the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, now that we've discussed the din of Nidmeh in regards to Bechor, and we've discussed the din of Nidmeh in regards to Reish Sagez, now we're going to discuss the din of Nidmeh in regards to many other halachos. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moder Rabbi Meir b'si'ir shel Rosh Chodesh binin ben si'ira. That when it comes to the si'ir of the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, it definitely can't be a Nidmeh. It has to be ben si'ira. My time, why? Amar Kra Echad, Echad means that it was following its designated path from Shesh Simei Bereishis. Ay, v'hameh hacha nafka, mehasa nafka. But don't we already know this from a different drasha? Sharo kesev prat l'klayim. Teaches me that you can't use klayim for the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. O'ez prat l'nidmeh. And O'ez teaches me you can't use a nidmeh. So don't I already know that you're not allowed to use a nidmeh? What do I need a drasha? So tricha. Have I only had from OAs? I would say that it's not considered an A's if its mother was the same min, but its grandmother wasn't. I would think that would be okay. So that's why I need that mishesh simei bereishis. That it has to the drasha that tells me that it has to be miyuchad mishesh simei bereishis. V'imehachav aminahani miligabe karbon chova aval nadav. And if it would have only said by Shesh Simei Bereishis, I would see that that's only a din by a carbon chova. But by a carbon nedava, this din would not apply. This din of nidma being invalid would not apply. So tzricha, that's why I need both drushas. Fine, that's in terms of the halacha of bringing the nidma as a carbon. Next halacha. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yaakov, Hakol Modim Dein Lokan Al Tzimro Mishum Klayim. Everyone is moda that you're not going to get malchus on the tsemer of a nidmeh mishum klayim, that it's not going to be a problem of shatness if you use its wool and mix it with linen. Shenemar lo silva shatness ma pishton shlo nishtana af tsemer shlo nishtana. Just like pishton by its very nature is lo nishtana, so too the tsemer that we're talking about is the kind of tsemer that's lo nishtana. So that's the drasha, that you're not allowed to use, that it's not an issue of klayim. Now the Rambam in the Rambam Hilchos Klayim Perek Yud Halacha Beis and the Shulchan Aruch Pasuns this way writes that a Rachel Bas Eiz the Tzemer you don't get Malkus Mishum Klayim. But it's asur midivreim mipnei maris ha'ayin. The Rambam says, yeah, you don't get malchus. Ein lokin alav. He's medayik in the lashon gemara. Ein lokin al tzimro mishum klayim. Does not say there's no iser. There's still an iser. What is that iser? The iser must be maris ha'ayin. That's what the Rambam writes. So frankly, as a Mishnah in the Gemara over here, it sounds like there's some other iser besides maris ha'ayin, because maris ha'ayin is more of an iser derabanan. Over here, it sounds like there's an iser Torah over here, because it says ein lokin al tzimro, which means there's no malchus midaraisa, but there would still be an iser Daraisa. So he says, yeah, but we don't find any remez to any sort of Isser Min HaTorah, so you have to say that there's no Isser Torah, that it's just Maris HaAyin. And Ein Lokin, we're talking in the global terms of Daraisas and Darabanans, all mixed together. There's no Malkus, but there is some sort of Isser, and the Isser would be an Isser Darabanan. Then Rei Korkus is Medayik from Lashon Rambam, from the fact that he says the din of Ravacha Bar Yaakov by a Rachel Bas Eiz, he says it's only by a Rachel Bas Eiz that there's even an Isser of Maris HaAyin. But if it's a reverse, if it's an Eiz Bas Rachel, it's not even Asr Mishum Maris HaAyin, because you would never confuse an Eiz Bas Rachel with a regular Rachel. It doesn't look like a Rachel. So it doesn't look like a real wool. So you would never have that confusion in the first place. That's what Marie Korka says, that it wouldn't be a problem. Minchas Chinuch, however, writes that from the Rambam Yutz Mashma, that he's only Mimait a Rachel Bas Eiz, but the Tzemer of a Rachel Bas Rachel Bas Eiz, you'd even be Chayv Malkus on. Meaning if the mother was the same, but the grandmother was different, says Minchas Chinuch, sounds from the Rambam, that would be a full-fledged sheep, and its wool would be full-fledged wool, you'd even get Malkus for that shotness. But Rashi, who says that the din of Racha Bar Yaakov, where you're not Chayiv, is because Eino Miyuchad Seledorosav, sounds like it has to be a Segomer all the way up the generations, in order to be Chayiv, considered wool to be chayiv in shatness. One other detail over here is Bir Alacha quotes a Prima Gadim. The Bir Alacha in Siman Tes and Hilchos Tzitzis quotes a Prima Gadim who says that the wool of a Rachel Bas Rachel, whose father is a Tayosh, is considered to be Tzemer Shenishtane, it's considered to be changed Tzemer, and therefore can't be used for the mitzvah of Tzitzis like the Tzemer of a Rachel Bas Eiz. So the Bir Alacha writes that he says, I don't know where the Prima Gadim gets this from. It would turn out to be a huge kula as well in regards to Shatnas, because whatever you're going to say, that it's not going to be considered Tzemer for Tzitzis, well, it's not going to be Tzemer for Shatnas either. And he says, Bir Alacha writes, in my opinion, I think it's 100% wrong, and maybe it's a typo in the Prima Gadim, and you absolutely cannot rely on this Prima Gadim. The father being a Tayish makes absolutely no difference whatsoever. And he points out the Bir Grug clearly argues in this Prima Gadim. Clearly you can't rely on this Prima Gadim. Okay, next Halacha. Amar of Papa, Kol Modim Shet Simro Pasul L'Tcheles. Everyone agrees that the Tzemer of this Nidme you cannot use for Tcheles. Shnemer L'Sulba Shat is Gedilim Tasa. We associate the Isser of Shatness with the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Ma Pishtan Shlo Nishtana, Av Tzemer Shlo Nishtana. Just like Pishtan is something that didn't go through any change, so to Tzemer, in regards to the mitzvah of Tzitzis, has to be something that didn't go through any change. It has to be pure bread Tzemer. If it's a Tzemer of a Nidme, then it's no good for the mitzvah of Tcheles. So the Madana Yom Tov and Divrei Chamudos write that the Gemara over here is not talking about the mitzvah of Tcheles per se, it's not the mitzvah of Tzitzis. It's not really about Tcheles, meaning you need wool for the strings, whether the Tcheles or the Lavan. So it's a psul legamri for Tzitzis, that even the Chutei Lavan are not kosher. And Divrei Chamudos writes that you have to say that misvara, because the whole psul is mishum shinoi. So what chiluk should it make? Whether it's Tcheles shenishtane, Lavan shenishtane, it's a psul of shinoi by Tzitzis. It has nothing to do with Tcheles per se, it's just about Tzitzis. That's how the Madani Yom Tov Divrei Chamudos say, but the Bir Alacha says otherwise. If you look in the Bir Alacha and Siman Tes, again, Siman Tes writes that it could be that the whole psul of Tzemer, Rachel, Bas Eiz, is by Tcheles and not by Lavan. And he says it sounds that way from the Rambam, that the psul is only for Tcheles, the psul is not by Lavan. And the Svara is that Tcheles that's Nishtana loses the Maila of Tcheles. That Tcheles is clearly the more Chashava of the two, that Lavan is just the plain string and Tcheles is the royal blue. It's the more special of the strings, and therefore it loses that chashivus of tcheles if it's not pure bread. So it's only and it would therefore be knocked down to regular chutei tzemer lavan. It would be considered like regular chutei tzemer that just happened to be colored. But certainly, if a regular string was from a nidme, it wouldn't lose the shame tzemer, and therefore chutei lavan would still be kosher. That's how the Bir Alacha understands. The Minchas Chinuch just points out that the Inyan Bigdei Kuhuna, you don't need Tzemer Shelo Nishtana. This din of Tzemer Shelo Nishtana, we said, is a din by Shatnis, and it's a din by Tzitzis, but by Bigdei Kehuna, it's not a requirement. So Tzemer Rachel Bas Eiz, the Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tav Kuv Ches, Tzemer Rachel Bas Eiz would actually be kosher. So the Minchas Chinuch just points out that, wait a second, according to that, why does the Gemara say all over the place that you're allowed to have Shatnis in your Bigdei Kehuna? Because there's no other way, because it says you need Tzemer and Pishtim in the Bigdei Kehuna, so it must be that you're allowed to have Shatnis. Maybe that's not so. Maybe you're not allowed to have Shatnis in Bigdei Kehuna. But by Bigdei Kehuna, you're allowed to use wool that's Nidmeh. By Shatnis, if the wool is Nidmeh, it's not Shatnis. So maybe that's what you got to use. You have to use wool that's Nidmeh for Bigdei Kehuna. So Minchas Chinuch is Metaretz, that since the Torah says that Bigdei Kehuna is made from Tzemer, so it sounds like it's being Kolel Kol Mine Tzemer, that it includes any type of Tzemer. It doesn't sound like we're being Makbid Dafka on Tzemer of a Nidmeh, because that's a very, very detailed kind of tzemer, a very specific kind of tzemer to be demanding. The Torah doesn't give any indication that that's the kind of tzemer that you have to use. But the Minchas Chinuch writes, now based on this, we could be miyashev the kash of the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh in Simul Chav Tes raises the following kash. He says, how is it ever mutter for a kohen to be oved bebigdei kuhuna when he brings the chatas ha'of ha'baal ha'safik? The whole avoda is, he knows, he's saying explicitly, is baal ha'safik, is all only midin safik. So al tzadda, he's not chayiv in bringing this off. It turns out he's wearing the bigdei kuhuna, which are klayim, shalom b'makom mitzvah. It's shatnis. So he's in violation of shatnis. Oh, it says in Minchas Chinuch, if there's a way out, if there's a way that you could have kosher Bigdei Kehuna that are in Shatnis, then it would solve the problem. They must have kept one set of Bigdei Kehuna that were made out of the tzemer, with Tzemer of a Nidmeh. And with the Tzemer of a Nidmeh, it's not going to be a problem of Shatnis. And that's what they would use when they brought a Chatas of Haba al Hasafek. That's the Chap of the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, next Halacha, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, HaKol Modim She'in Tzimro Metame Ben Negayim. Everyone would agree that the tzemer of a nidme is not metame b'negayim with tzaras. Shenemer beged tzemer or beged pishtim. It's only tzemer or pishtim that could get tumas negayim. And we darshin ma pishtim shlo nishtana. If tzemer shlo nishtana, just like pishtim has to be something that's not nishtana, so to tzemer has to be something that's not nishtana in order to be subject to that halacha. Shidim Gbetzis quotes another drasha from the Medrash. The Medrash makes another drasha, a different halacha, that beged Tzavua is not metame b'negayim. That just like pishtan is eno tzavua, pishtan is stama lavan, so too tzemer is only when it's white. If the tzemer is tzavua, then it's not going to be metame b'negayim. Shidim Gvetzah says that's great medrash. Problem is, why don't we say that same din by all these other halachas that we're saying by tzitzis and by shatnis, that colored clothing shouldn't be a problem with shatnis and it shouldn't be good for tzitzis? Why don't we say the same thing? So he says maybe there's an extra pasuk by negayim where we can only make this drasha by negayim. Maybe it's some the pasuk is completely extra by negayim. You have to say something like that. There's some indication in the pasuk that there's more to darshan by negayim than there is by the other halachas. Amar Rav Ashi, af anu nomar hidla gefen al gabi teina yeno pasul nesachim. If you run a gefen over a teina tree, so the yayin that comes out of that gefen is pasul to use for nesachim. My time, a why? Zevach u'nesachim. Ma zevach shol nishtana, af nesachim shol nishtana. Very similar drasha to what we've been using. Just like a zevach by its nature is something that's not nishtana, so to nesachim has to be something that wasn't nishtana. When you put it over te'ina, when it grows over a te'ina, it's nishtana. It changes the quality of the grapes themselves. So maskva Ravina. So Ravina says, what? Is that true? Hidla pishtan al gabi higa, hakanami delishtani. When you run pishtan over a higa bush, you want to say that's also called a shinoi because it's running over a different bush. Then all these drushes we've been quoting where we've been assuming that pishtan is never nishtane. What do you mean it's never nishtane? You just put it over a different kind of bush and it's mishtane. Meaning, is that called a shinoi? The fact that it grows on top of something else that's not it, that's enough to label it as a shinoi? So he said, no, there's a big difference. Running pishtan over a higa bush is not mishtane anything. But running the gefen over a teina is mishtane. I'm really zenishtane rechov, zelenishtane Rechav. You make wine out of geffen that was running over a te'ena, and you will be able to discern the difference in the smell of the wine. So it's an actual qualitative physical difference that's discernible. But the pishton is going to be the same, whether you put it on top of shards of pottery, or you put it on top of a higo bush, you put it on the ground, anything, it doesn't make a difference. It's the same pishton. So that's not called a shinoi when it comes to pishton. Okay, new Mishnah. Now this Mishnah begins the sugya of Efshar L'tzamtzem. It's a shas sugya, a shas topic, Efshar L'tzamtzem. How much do we trust, or do we assume we have the ability to accurately measure things to an exact degree? So let's see. Rachel Shelo Bikra, a Rachel that had never given birth yet, and then its first birth was a multiple birth. V'yolda Shnei Zecharim, two males at the same time. V'yotzu Shnei Rashein Ka'achas, both heads seemed to have come out at the same time. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Shneim LeKohen. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says you give both babies to the Kohen. Shneim Zecharim LaHashem. That's why the pasuk says plural Zecharim LaHashem. V'chamram LeKohen say no. Ef Shal Tzamtzem. Nah, it can't be. They both came out at the same exact time. Doesn't happen. Ela Echad LoVechad LeKohen. One of these animals is a Bechor. One is not. So one of these animals you get to keep. The other one you got to give to a Kohen. Which one? So Rabbi Tarfon Omer HaKohen Bar Lo Asiyaf. Rabbi Tarfon says, well, let the Kohen pick the nicer one. You take the lesser one. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishamnin Beinehem Vasheni Yirat Sheistayv. Rabbi Akiva says Mishamnin Beinehem, which, to make a long story short, Rashi explains Mefarish B'Gemara the Kohen Notel Kachlish means the Kohen takes the weaker one, and the second one grazes until it develops a mum. The Chayiv Matanos, and it's Chayiv in Matanos when you shaft it. You have to give the Kohen the Zrol L'Chayim because we're assuming that it might be a regular animal. Rabbi Yossi Potter, Rabbi Yossi says it's Potter from Matanos. The Gemara is going to explain why. Meis Echad Mehen, if one of the animals dies, so again, one of these animals is a Bechor, but now we don't know which one, and one of them died. So Rabbi Tavron Omer Yachloku, Rabbi Tavron says, split it. You have to split the remaining animal between the Kohen and the Yisrael. Rashi points out that Rabbi Tavron is already being chozer from what he had said in the Reisha. Right? Rabbi Tavron said the Kohen baru lo sayafe, so this is already Rabbi Tavron being chozer. He says the chazer Rabbi Tavron my damer lelkin farish begemar this filei the filu kashen chayin malin asayafe bedamim l'shneim sheyachloku b'shneim hilkach mesa echad yachloku es hachay. So he says no, it's not that the Kohen, because previously said the Kohen takes the better one. Now he's saying Kohen takes half of each, and therefore if one of them dies, let the Kohen take half of the remaining one. So this is Rabbi Tavron being chozer from what he originally said. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva said, no, if one of them died, Hamotzi Mechaver Lavaraya, the Kohen wants something, let him prove that he deserves something. So we fall back on Hamotzi Mechavero Lavaraya. Zachar Nekeva, Ein Kan the Kohen Klum. If one of the babies was a male and one was a female, so we know Bechorah is only by a male. So then Ein Kan the Kohen Klum, the Kohen gets nothing. Now what is this Machlokas? Efshar L'Tzamtzem or So Rashi says that the issue is when we say it means that it's not shaykh and metzius that two heads can come out at the same time, that they're mamish at the same time. The Rambam says that way as well. Tosos, however, disagrees. Tosos, over here in Yuzayin and Beis, Tosos writes that even according to the Chachamim, it's Efshar that it happens in Metzius, that both of them come out at the same time. Right? Why would the Metzius determine that it can't happen? It's just that it's Efshar to know for sure if it in fact happened. Metzius-wise, it could happen. We're just never going to know that it in fact happened, and therefore, it's B'Torah Suffolk that he's saying Efshar L'Tzamtzem. In Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger, he asks that according to Tosos, this is in Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Madura Kamas and Kuf Samach Zayin, in the margin, so he asked that according to Tosos that it's a suffix, so the sugya of the Gemara earlier is going to be difficult, because the Gemara says that a chamorah shelo bikra v'yolda shnei zecharim yinosein tle echel the kohen. And the Gemara says that the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds efshal tzamtzem, because according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we would have to mechayiv him in shnei tlaim, since it's efshal that they both came out at the same time. But if we're talking about a suffix shenoldu shelo b'fanenu that was born not in front of us, so even the chachamim, it could be you still have the same suffix that maybe they came out at the same time, because even the chachamim say yefshal tzamtzem doesn't mean it's impossible according to Tosos. It still might be possible that they come out at the same time. So Tosos shita is a little bit challenging. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayter now. Amri dver Rabbi Yani, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shamina Leidomer Efshal Tzamtzem Bidei Shemayim. Now in our case, in the case of our Mishnah is what we would call Efshel Tzamtim case Bidei Shamayim, where it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it, where it's not a human being trying to make something exact, it's something happening in nature exact. So that's where we find that there is this machlokas in our Mishnah. By a case of Bidei Shemayim, whether it's Efshar L'Tzamtim or E-Efshar L'Tzamtim, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Efshar and the Chum hold E-Efshar. So if Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Efshar L'Tzamtim Bidei Shemayim, V'Kol Shekein Bidei Adam, certainly when you're trying to be Mitzamtim, when you're B'Kavana, going out of your way to be Mitzamtim, and it's not just something happening in nature, then certainly Rabbi Yossi Aglili would hold Efshar L'Tzamtim. Right? Rabbanan Bidei Shemayim, the Shita of the Rabbanon is the more challenging one. The Rabbanon hold in our Mishnah, in the case of Bidei Shemayim, that it's E'ef Shal Tzamtzim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not, nature isn't trying for anything, it's just happening. It's the way it happens. So that's where the Rabbanon will say E'ef Shal Tzamtzim. Bidei Adam Mai, would the Rabbanon still say E'ef Shal Tzamtzim when you're trying to do something with precision, that it's still impossible to do it with precision, to be exact? So the Gemara is going to bring four rayas. I don't know how many of them we'll get to today, but let's start. Tashma, chut shel sikra, chogro be'emtza lahavdu b'indom me'alyonim b'indom me'atachtonim. The Mizbeach had a red line that went around the middle of it, and that line would be the dividing mark between the blood that has to be on the top part of the Mizbeach and the blood that has to be on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. But if you say that even when human beings are trying to be precise, it's impossible to be exactly precise, that line will never be drawn exactly on the midpoint of the Mizbeach. And therefore, sometimes the blood that's supposed to go lamala is actually going to be lamata because it's not precise, it's not 100% perfect. So it says in Maratzan Araya, the Mirvach Paporta, they left themselves a margin of error. They made the line really thick so that the line was definitely covering the midway point. They didn't have to know the exact millimeter of where the midpoint was. If you make a thick line, you know that the line is covering the midpoint as well, and above that line is fine, and below that line is lamata michut asikra. This is nogea to an interesting chakira. They quote, I saw in the Biuri Adaf over here, he quotes from Rav Meir Soloveitchik Shlita. I think B'Shem Rav Meshulam David Soloveitchik, Rav David the Rashiva in Brisk. There are two Brisks, not Rav Avraham Yeshua, Rav David's Brisk. But anyway, Rav David Soloveitchik from Yerushalayim, that he has the following Chakira. The idea of the Chura Sikra being the line in the midpoint of the Mizbeach, is that a simen of where the midpoint is? That which is just so you can know what's above and what's below? Or is it a Siba? Is it that the Chud HaSikra defines what's the top part of the Mizbeach and what's the bottom part of the Mizbeach? That once they put on the Chud HaSikra, now whatever's above the Chud HaSikra by definition is the top part of the Mizbeach, whatever's below the Chud HaSikra is by definition the bottom part of the Mizbeach. Nafkamina would be if Bidyevit there wasn't the Chud HaSikra. So according to the first Tzad that the Chud HaSikra is only a Simen, you could still put the Dam Melionim Lamala and it would still count as Lamala, and the Dam Tachtonim Lamata would still count as Lamata. But if you say like the second sad that the Chud HaSikra is what's koveya lamala and lamata, so when there is no chut, then you wouldn't be able to put the dam on the Mizbeach. So they bring a raya from our Gemara, where the Gemara says that it's Yefshal Samsim Bidei Adam. So it turned out that sometimes you're putting it in the wrong place, because the chut might be in the wrong place. Well, if the chut is the koveya, it's never in the wrong place, because wherever you put it, that determines what's lamala, what's lamata. So then the Gemara's whole kasha wouldn't be a kasha to begin with. Okay, one more raya we'll do for today. Tashma's second raya. Mimidas kelim, mimidas Mizbeach. There are specific measurements that we had to make the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash and we had to make the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. If you hold that a human being can never be so precise, well, how do you ever make the kelim and the Mizbeach to precision? Sansa Gemara, Shaini Hasam Rachmana Amar Ovid. No, but the Torah says we're supposed to make the kelim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously is aware of our own limitations. And therefore, however we do it in a way that makes sense, that's close enough, obviously that's all HaKadosh Baruch who asks of us, that's our mitzvah. Hakol b'ksav miyan Hashem alei askil. That's what Milchas Chinuch points out. He asks, how can a person ever violate u'b'maskunta lo tasu, that you're not allowed to make the Shemana Mishcha? The Shemana Mishcha is an exact shear, and we can see Efshal Tzamtzim. So he says, no, yeah, what you have to say is that if there is such an Isser, then even ballpark is included in the Isser. If there is such a mitzvah to make Kalim, so even within that ballpark is included in the mitzvah. Okay, we'll go through the other rayas tomorrow.